Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Heck, it's... I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the brand new one that we launched yesterday. I'm going to talk about it some more in the next hour. AskJim.biz. Brand spanking new site. You'll learn more about that a little bit later on. We had a big launch party yesterday on Capitol Hill. A lot of fun. A lot of great friends who came there, including our guest this half hour, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She, ladies and gentlemen, nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than Grace Marie Turner does. And she's the lady that anybody who's anybody in with regard to making policy on healthcare knows who Grace Marie is, and they get her counsel and they use it. And not only in the United States, but around the world as well. And she's here to talk to us about another very important week besides Small Business Week. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you? I was so pleased to be able to come to the launch of AskJim.biz yesterday on Capitol Hill in the Capitol, attended by some really hotshot people in Washington, and all of them really wishing you well in the launch of this really wonderful new venture. And it shows, I think, your commitment to small business, to show that you really are there to help small businesses get going and to realize the difficulties and challenges, and that people really do need help, and you're there on a one-to-one basis to help them answer the questions they need to get their business going and keep it going.
Well, Grace Marie, thank you.
It was a wonderful event, and congratulations, and it was wonderful to meet your beautiful bride, Devana, and to see so many other people from your Brain Trust, some of whom I knew, and show the diversity. And show the diversity of people that you have and that you bring onto the show, from tax policy to John Berchtold on tax policy, Karen Kerrigan, small business, and many others talking about issues of real concern to small business.
Well, we had a good time, and I really appreciate you being there. You know, Grace Marie, small business owners have enough trouble being competitive with tax policies and health insurance policies that the government won't fix. They have enough trouble dealing with what we have, that even though we need something more, the last thing in the world a small business owner should have is not be able to be successful because they don't have the information they need. That's readily available. They can get that, but sometimes it's just hard. They have to work a little too hard to get the information they need. And one of the things that we're trying to do, and you're helping us with this, is to get small business owners the information they need and to make it easier for them. And I think that's one of the keys.
That's exactly right. And I think one of the things that you said during your little talk last night was that, well, it was nice because you didn't give a long speech. You let other people have a chance to visit, but really gave us sort of the essence of the information, and that is that sometimes small business people are afraid to ask other experts, especially in small communities, like their bankers or even their neighbors, because they're afraid to think that, why are you starting this business if you don't know the answer to all these questions? And this gives them a anonymous source to a real top expert source with all, not only you, but also your Brain Trust, to get answers to their questions about, how do I solve this problem with my business? And what do the experts know? And how can I learn from their experience rather than making mistakes on my own?
Well, and that's exactly right. And of course, you're one of our experts, and you'll be able to, when you go to AskJim.biz, you'll be able to get some good information from Grace Marie, including Grace Marie, what you guys are celebrating. Of course, as you know, you and I both are celebrating Small Business Week this week with all the
that's
other
right.
small business owners out there. But there's another week going on, and that's the Cover the Uninsured Week. Tell us about that.
And isn't that interesting that they're the same week? Because as we know.
It's appropriate, isn't it?
health insurance is such a challenge for small businesses, and just the coincidence of the calendar that they're the same week. Cover the Uninsured Week is sort of moves around, but it's a week in which a lot of organizations, including ours, really focus on what are we going to do to really come up with solutions for the uninsured. In fact, I'm testifying before Congress tomorrow on this issue before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and one of the things that I'm talking about is how expansion of government programs that underpay physicians and hospitals is really putting added pressure on private insurers to take up the slack. So people wonder, why are my health insurance costs going up and up and up? Well, part of it is because public programs pay doctors 30 cents on the dollar, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. This is a point that Grace Marie explained to me a couple of days ago. When we come back, you need to, we're going to get into this a little bit more detail. You need to pay attention to this. I think you're going to be shocked at what you're going to hear Grace Marie say right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, I want you to tell us a little bit about Galen and give us the website too, please.
We are a think tank specializing in healthcare issues and particularly ways to save the free market in our health sector. And people can visit us and see what we're up to at Galen, Galen.org.
Can they find your book there too?
Book is there, Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. The full text of the book is on the bottom right-hand side, and you can download all or as much of it as you'd like. If they're interested in sort of knowing how do we get into this mess and what do we do to get out of it, I really recommend my introduction, which not only gives some history but also is an overview of the book.
It's very good, folks, and it's free. You can download it for free, and I thank you, Grace Marie, for making that available to my audience. Okay. Grace Marie, when we went to the break, you were telling us about something that you had told me about on Sunday when we visited for a little while that was very shocking to me. I want you to take the audience back through what you were saying.
You know, this is something that is just, in my research, has just really become clear to me, and that is that in Congress there's a lot of talk about expanding public programs, expanding the state children's health insurance program, for example, so that all children would get their health insurance through the government.
All children.
We raise a generation of kids who think that you get your health insurance through the government.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it a huge expansion, but it's of, you know, taxpayer-supported health insurance, but what happens, public programs pay doctors and hospitals much less than private plans do,
mm-hmm.
maybe 30 cents on the dollar, Medicare, Medicaid, state children's health insurance program. And what happens is that puts added pressure on private insurance to take up the slack. If we had hospitals and doctors being paid at 30 cents on the dollar across the board, they'd go out of business. So
mm-hmm.
if we're going to keep them afloat, it's the private payers who are taking up the slack for these public programs that basically put price controls on doctors and hospitals.
So you're saying
we're going to pay you.
You're saying that the doctors in the hospitals, all the medical providers, because they're only getting about 30 cents on the dollar of what they think they should be getting
from government
from government programs, that they have to then charge the private sector payers more money to make up for the difference.
And that's one of the reasons that small businesses are faced with ever-rising health insurance problems.
I didn't know that. I hadn't thought about it. Obviously, you're the person to be doing this, to be bringing this to our attention, and we appreciate it, folks. Now you know another reason why we rely on Grace Marie so much and why so many other people rely on her. But Grace Marie, this is not only startling, it explains a lot, doesn't it?
It does. And the further problem with this is that expanding government programs, some great research by a professor at MIT shows that when you expand government programs, you basically crowd out private coverage. So you're having the taxpayers pay twice. Not only do taxpayers have to pay for these public programs, but they have to pay higher premiums and higher health care costs on their own because the public programs pay so little. That's why we don't want further expansion of public programs. 160 million people rely on private insurance, mostly through the workplace, but a growing number purchasing coverage on their own. Mm-hmm. And if we have more and more and more public programs, it's going to mean that small businesses especially and individuals are just going to drop out of the market. They're going to become uninsured. They're going to wind up, some of them are going to wind up going on public programs simply because there's no place else to go. And is that the direction we want this country to go? Do we want to go to a healthcare system like they have in Europe, for example, where care is rationed? You have to wait in line to get not only hip surgery, but chemotherapy. It is in Japan, where they have government-controlled health care, you may wait a year or two in order to get chemotherapy after you have a confirmed diagnosis of cancer.
And in America, when you get diagnosed with cancer, they want you in there like almost the next day to get chemotherapy, so they can get this thing killed. Let me ask you, Grace Marie, this thing with the youth, ensuring the expanding the youth coverage, the children's coverage, do you see that as a backdoor way to get universal health care?
Not only that, but the new Democratic leaders in Congress, that's what they say. One of them said that they do believe.
So you're saying it's front door, not back door.
It's a front door. that when you reach a whole generation of kids who don't know anything other than getting your health insurance through the government, then, you know, maybe the cutoff period is 19, then it becomes 23, then it becomes 30, and pretty soon everybody assumes that you get your health insurance through the government. Is that what we want with no choice? I mean,
well,
look at Medicaid.
Here's what's disingenuous to me about the argument that these people are making. While they're doing that, folks, they won't give the marketplace options a chance. They prevent the marketplace options. In other words, they're not prepared to say, okay, why don't we see which one's best? Let's allow both of them to flourish and see which one people like. And so they prevent small business health plans, for example, from happening.
Right. And they suffocate the market with more and more regulations and mandates and many different rules that drive up the cost of private health insurance.
And sure, that's exactly right. Grace Marie, stand by. We've got to take a quick break, folks. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. I told you we'd get smarter, but it may be a little frightened, too, because Grace Marie has this information, and it's information you and I need to know as we vote to elect our representatives to Congress. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. That's Robert Cray, ladies and gentlemen, the blues guitar of Robert Cray. Serious blues man. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody does more for market-based public policy initiatives for health care than Grace Marie Turner. And she's my hero in many ways, ladies and gentlemen, but especially As you know, I'm a market guy. I believe the markets can solve all of our problems, just about all of our problems, if the politicians will just get out of the way and let competition do its job. I believe that will happen. And Grace Marie is a champion for that in the area of healthcare. And Grace Marie, on behalf of all small business owners out there, especially those who think like I do, and I think most of them probably do, because they're out there trying to make a living, trying to be competitive, hiring employees. And they want more competitive healthcare programs, more choices. We thank you for the good work that you do. And now that you've given us something to be a little bit riled up about, what can we do to make a difference out here in Middle America?
People are going to hear a lot that the state children's health insurance program, the acronym is SCHIP. So you're going to hear a lot about SCHIP over the next year. Government wants to spend $75 billion more to cover all kids, up to 400% of poverty. That's a family making $83,000 a year. They want to put on taxpayer-supported, government-run health care. A bunch of states are running out of money for their current SCHIP program.
Right.
And a lot of them are covering adults in their programs. In Minnesota, they cover 87% of the people on the state children's health insurance program are adults. In Wisconsin, 66%. In Arizona, 56%. It's outrageous. New Jersey, they cover up to 350% of poverty, $72,000 a year. So this program already is being abused. They want to expand it. They want to come up with a lot more money to pay for it. And the crucial thing for small business to know and to let your members of Congress know is this is a government program, mostly it looks like Medicaid, that pays 30 cents on the dollar to doctors and hospitals. That's driving up your health insurance rates because you have to pick up the slack. You have to pay the taxes to pay for the program, and you have to pay extra for your health insurance because these public programs aren't paying their fair share. That's outrageous.
And those programs are already overloaded, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is, folks,
we're going to hear today that Medicare is, of course, going to be bankrupt. And why do we want to add more obligations to the taxpayer when we can't pay for the programs we've got?
Folks, this is like saying, okay, we've got a wagon here that's overloaded. The axle is breaking. It's going to break any minute, and the whole thing's going to collapse. So what do we want to do? Here's a guy over here with a new design for a wagon that's better than what we got. Why don't we transfer all this load over there? Or why don't we just go ahead and put more on top of this wagon that's breaking? Well, that's what the second thing is, what the government wants to do, what a lot of the politicians want to do. As Grace Marie is telling you, that's what they're working on. What Grace Marie and I want to do is we want to create this new wagon and put the load over on the new wagon, and that wagon is market-based healthcare solutions.
Giving people more options for private coverage, making that coverage portable, giving people direct tax breaks, the president's proposal for generous standard deduction for health insurance, all those things allow individuals more authority to purchase coverage that works for them in the private market and take the burden off of so many more public programs that we can't afford as taxpayers and we can't afford because it's driving up our private insurance rates.
Well, you've told us a lot today that has educated us, Grace Marie, but the thing that's the most upsetting, The two things that's the most upsetting. Number one is what your explanation for why our cost of health care is going up and why it is staying up, because the government is putting so much extra pressure on the private providers, the private insurers. But the other thing is this youth program that you're talking about. What you call it, SCHIP?
Yeah, SCHIP, State
S-CHIP.
Children's Health Insurance Program.
SCHIP. That's the frightening thing. That's,
yeah.
And as you say, it's not even a backdoor effort. It's a front door effort. They're telling you that's what they're doing.
Head under the tent to government-controlled health care. And they believe that this is the way they're going to finally get there.
Folks, pay attention. You heard it here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Exactly. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Grace Marie, give us your website again, please.
Galen.org. My testimony, and I'm going to tell Congress this tomorrow. My testimony will be up on our website at 10 o'clock tomorrow at Galen.org.
Thank you very much, Grace Marie, for the hard work that you're doing.
And congratulations on AskGem.biz. It's going to be a huge success, the next Google.
Thank you, Grace Marie. From your mouth to God's ears, Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, now you know why we love her. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. Happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.